wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an eclectic collection of music that has been kind of lighting my world on fire at the very least this past week, as well as, I don't know, collections of thoughts. I've been struggling to kind of reconcile a couple of things, as I think a lot of us have been in the wake of the election a couple of weeks ago. My own identity as a Jewish woman has kind of been weighing rather heavily on me. And so there is something that I'm going to play later in the show, I've decided, that reflects some of that. So I'm going to talk about it a little later. But first, and in general, I have some really, really good music otherwise. So I'm going to kick off with a trio of women who have just released recently really, really good albums, starting with Angel Olsen, who made, I think, Pitchfork's list of the greatest music videos of 2016, which is not nothing. But so I'm going to play Give It Up by her off of her album My Woman. After that, Rebecca Schiffman with Childhood Bedroom Claustrophobia and Margaret Glaspy with You and I, and much, much more here on Particles and Waves.
Finally, finally, me were voices and words. I don't think they were mine. It's been a while since I checked in on things. Open my eyes indoors for a change. And I haven't watched any TV for at least a day. What were you thinking amidst all the noise? You can't.
Tonight I'm a little too turned on to talk about us. And tomorrow I'll be too turned off and won't give a fuck about you and I don't want to see you cry, but it feels like a matter of time. I'm not looking for an open door to talk about love. Maybe you agree, but I see you saving pictures of you and I don't want to see you cry, but it feels like a matter of time. Here I thought we had some kind of understanding that we're no Dick and Jane out on parade. Not looking for lengthy or demanding. Nothing's lost if nothing's gained.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That song was called You and I by Margaret Glaspie off of her recently released albums Emotions and Math. Before that, Childhood Bedroom Claustrophobia by Rebecca Schiffman off of her self-titled album, and Give It Up by Angel Olsen off of My Woman. I've been doing really only two things this past week. I've been burying myself in grad school homework, and I've been listening to Mother Mother, because they are starting to drop singles from their forthcoming album, which they announced is going to be released in February, so I have already several things I'm looking forward to in 2017, and that's one of them, because Mother Mother is genuinely one of my favorite bands, and the song that they released on Friday, which is called Love Stuck, is, like, I just can't stop listening to it, so of course I must impart it onto the radio and my listening audience. So please enjoy Love Stuck by Mother Mother. I know you will, because it's so good. Mother Mother with Love Stuck, which is a new single from their forthcoming album, which will drop in February. And I could honestly do an entire show on Mother Mother and their evolution and the weird factions that people have, as all fans of bands do. There are people who feel certain ways about certain albums. One of my very close friends in school is also a huge Mother fan, but she has a totally different approach to it from me. And they are, yeah, just genuinely one of the best rock bands, I think, in Canada. And I can't wait to hear what else they have. So speaking of this same friend, she did a music degree for her undergrad. So, of course, she and I hit it off right away and talk about music a lot. And we were out for a drink about last week, and the single from the most recent Red Hot Chili Peppers album came on. And she was like, I can't figure it out. I've hated the Red Hot Chili Peppers my whole life. For some reason, I kind of like this song. Dark Necessities. And so I was able to say to her, you are absolved of sin, my child. It's not that you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's that you like Danger Mouse. The producer, his name is Brian Burton. He's the guy behind Broken Bells. He's the guy, he's done a ton of really good producing work, and he produced the Red Hot Chili Peppers' most recent album. And that's why you liked it a little more maybe than you did before. Or if you're a Peppers fan, maybe you didn't. But yeah, it definitely had that Danger Mouse flavor, but I highly prefer everything other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I'm going to play one of my favorite Danger Mouse produced albums, which is Evil Friends by Portugal the Man. So this is Sea of Air. Please enjoy.
News came today, we found a sea of air. When we went back, nothing was there. It towered so tall and nearly left the ground. Still, when we looked, nothing was found. There was nothing out there, no, nothing at all. Nothing but space, nothing but ground. All the things I want and the things I need. When there's nothing but stars looking back at me. I'll be brave. When the time it goes around, I'll be brave, yeah, I'll be brave. Just let me go now. Let me go now. Back, I hope you're still alive. And the part of you that never cared, you can leave it here in the sea of air. But I'll be brave. When the time it comes around, I'll be brave, yeah, I'll be brave. Just let me go now.
Yeah. And now we are venturing into new waters of lighter entertainment.
On December 2nd, White Noise Comedy abandons the airwaves and takes the stage for a live show at the Havana Theater. The show will bring much beloved sketches like Tear Factor and Hipster Heartbreak to life. Tickets will be available at the door and online at brownpapertickets.com.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard White Street by Kristen Control off of her album Excommunicate. Before that, Sea of Air by Portugal the Man off of Evil Friends, which is an album that I genuinely wish I could go back in time to 2013 so I could make a best albums of 2013 list and put it right at the top of it. It's genuinely one of my favorite albums, and I highly recommend that you look the rest of it up. I guess this is actually just as good of a time as any to dig into the thing that I wasn't quite sure I was going to talk about on this show. I admit that I don't actually have much of a script for this, but a lot of us here at CITR, and I think a lot of people have been processing the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States in a lot of different ways, and the ripples that have gone through the communities of minorities have been heartbreaking to see. Even in Canada, people are afraid, people are worried, and it's not great. But the really rough thing that I've experienced is feeling somewhat like Cassandra the prophet. Because I'm Jewish, I've recently reconnected much more strongly with my Judaism and started going back to synagogue in part because of the events of this year and how there are lots of different intersections of North American Judaism that are way too complicated to get into right now. But there's visibility things that have fallen away in the past year and a new path that we need to forge, and that's going to be very difficult. But part of what has been so horrifying to watch the political state of the U.S. has been, as a Jewish person, having so much Holocaust education when you grow up and just learning and knowing never again, never again, never again, and believing that if we kept the story going and if we never let it sink into history, that we would be able to make sure that another person, another demagogue, another fiercely racist nationalist person would not be able to take power again and would not put the lives of minorities in danger again as scapegoats. And we've been screaming about it for months and years, and it didn't help. And that's been very difficult. It is in no way more difficult than what Muslims and LGBT and women and all of these intersections of people are feeling. There's no oppression Olympics on it, but it's been so frustrating to scream into the void, please stop this. We know what happens. It doesn't end well, and to see the train running anyway. So I've been, ever since then, I've had a lot of thoughts on this subject, and there's going to be a lot of, like I said, a lot of hard work and a lot of rough patches ahead and a lot of confrontations of my role and our role as Jews. And one of the things that I really wanted to do, and I've wanted to do it since the election, but I was away the week immediately after, and then I had my guest on last week, and I didn't really want to clash those two things together. But one of the things that I really react to is the silencing and the being basically to be a white passing Jewish person in North America is to really to hang between two opposing sides, where one casts you as an other, sends you horrible memes, you know, puts Pepe the Frog into a Nazi uniform, and then the other side tells you that you're white and you're not a minority enough. And this is not a universal thing, but it does happen. So I turn back to, as I often have, the work of Vanessa Hittery, who is a New York-based spoken word poet. And there's one poem in particular, it's her kind of signature poem, And it's a few years old now. It's almost, I guess, going on 10 years old now. But it never stops being powerful. It never stops giving me chills. And it never stops making me feel incredibly proud and powerful and visible and like I can stand up and say, nope, I'm here. This is who I am. This is who we are. We're not going away. So I want to play that poem for you. I will give a warning that it does contain some very strong language. It is an amount that I feel is worth it. But nonetheless, for the next about 5 minutes, if you or someone that you're listening with is sensitive to coarse language, then definitely maybe switch over. But be sure to come back. But I know that it's a little different from what I normally play here, but I also think it's vitally important to be visible or to be audible. And this is my way of doing that. So this is Vanessa Hittery with Hebrew Mamita off of the album of the same name.
I meet a guy in a bar that's cute. He wears L.L. Bean duck boots and guards my bar stool when I have to go pee. He asked me out to dinner for the following Tuesday. I decline. Tuesday is Yom Kippur. I will be fasting. You're Jewish? Wow. You don't look Jewish. You don't act Jewish. And he says it in this tone that sounds like he's complimenting me. And I say nothing. I say nothing when which combined with a flirty smile translates to thank you. I say nothing because I'm drunk and denial coladas. I say nothing because I got a contact high of someone's anti-Semitic crack pipe. I say nothing because somewhere along my life's graph, I've been swayed to believe that being Jewish is not too cool, not too sexy. I say nothing because I'm in a deep sleep, a snow white coma, destined to meet my prince 5 years later in the form of stone in Jerusalem named the Wailing Wall. Our lips press, flesh to cool granite. I place folded paper with written prayers for the dead in a nook. In a nook in the wall next to a woman with concentration camp numbers tattooed on her forearm. Surrounded by fervent praying and body swaying, I am far more awake than I ever thought possible. I suddenly remember the exodus of the Israelites, and I walk barefoot from the wall in the desert to the bar and look for the guy with the duck boots. He's not there, but I have something to say to him. He's not there, but I have a response to his statement. He's not there, so I'll make a soapbox and reenact the scene. Bartender, tell me I don't look Jewish. Tell me I don't act Jewish. Because I'm thinking, I'm saying, what does Jewish look like to you? Should I fiddle on a fucking roof for you? Should I humor you with oy veys and refuse to pay? Oh, because you know how we like to Jew you down. Jew you down, I'd like to throw you down. Because I walked here long miles on hot sand to publicly repent my sins because I almost forgot. 6 million died without having the option of giggling on bar stools. Almost forgot that concentration camp survivors are now a dying generation that my children may never have the sensation of seeing in person. And if you must see me as that blood-sucking Jew, see me as that pesky mosquito that bites and sucks the prejudice right out of you. Don't get it twisted, because you might live in New York City where you can buy knishes at stands for $1.50. We only make up 2.2% of the American population, you see. Many in other parts of the country are not feeling me. I'm not trying to compete in a contest of oppression. Just feel the need to mention the miserable tension I feel in my heart when people say things like, the blacks and the Jews, oh, they just don't get along. Just feel the need to say I can't be the only exception to the rule. Just the one right now using my poetry as a tool to maybe change just one heart tonight. Cause I'm the Hebrew mamita, long lost daughter of Abraham and Sarah. The sexy oy vein, matzah eating, chutzpah having, non-cheaping, non-conspiracizing, always questioning, hip-hop listening, Torah scroll reading, all people loving, pride-filled Jewish girl. Bigging up all people who are a little miffed cause someone tells you you don't look like or act like your people. Impossible, cause you are your people. You just tell them they don't look, period.
Once again, that was Hebrew Mamita, the title track from Vanessa Hittery's, 10-year-old album now. That's nuts. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. And we now return to our regularly scheduled programming. This is a track by Fox Opera called Lonely Ghosts. It is very, very cool, very, very strange. Like they say, cutesy indie music about the ocean and broken hearts. That seems about right. Please enjoy Lonely Ghosts by Fox Opera.
PM till midnight for copy and paste with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music. We'll be right back.
Swimming up a waterfall won't get you far, my friend. You better reconsider your direction if it's just a means to an end. So take another look inside before you jump to the defense. Whoa, it's gonna be a bumpy ride if you keep sitting on that fence. So sitting on that. Nostalgia's got a way to make you see how all our dreams and our memories are all just illusions, a big confusion to keep your mind from being free. So let it all dissolve, everything the truth. Death will triumph over you. And everything's fleeting, it's so misleading. Think it wouldn't be the same for you. Oh, 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 oh. Take me from this. Put me out. Put me out. I don't want you to help me break my chains. Pull me out of my Somebody point me towards my sanity, oh, I think I left it far behind. Among the scavengers and the thieves, and now they're chasing me. Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a track called The Escape by My Kind of Karma off of their album Beautiful Little Fools. They are a Kelowna band that are kind of reggae rock folk that I kind of like their sound. Before that, The Pack AD with Sorrow off of their album Positive Thinking, and Fox Opera with Lonely Ghosts off of Nowhere Native. Coming into the last 10 minutes of my show, and I've got a little bit of rearranging to do. I think I have actually room for a track from The Burning Hell, whom I've really enjoyed. I've played a lot on the show, but their album, Public Library, is exactly my kind of weirdness. So I'm going to play the track that kind of brought me to the dance, so to speak, which is The Stranger. But it is a little weird, but all of their songs are a little weird. I hope you enjoy it nonetheless.
It was a wet and slishy, slushy winter day when the strangers came to stay. A man in black from head to toe with a lady by his side. I knew she was a lady, I had a lady spotting guide. He said, pardon if you please, our train has run out of steam and left us in this lonesome village for the evening, it would seem. We looked for a hotel, but we were told they'd all closed down due to the economic crisis that we've heard so much about. On
on the stranger standing in the melting snow. I said, mi casa es tu casa, make yourself at home. He said, I speak a little Spanish, but my second language is Francais. Et vous êtes très gentil, merci pour votre hospitalité. Said, no need to merci me, just coming from the cold. Tell me a little of your travels on the icy iron road. We sat down around the fire, and as I hung the overcoat, he began to tell the story with the sentence, and I quote, the words we speak here are top secret, meant for private ears. But our lives are in great danger from a band of privateers. So we must take you in our confidence. We are in mortal fear of dying. I then figured them for bandits or confidence artists. When I saw the two-tone collar, I knew it was a ska fan or a priest. He noticed, we noticed, and said, I observe your observation of the sartorial memorial of my spiritual vocation. This habit out of habit, my service has been shoddy. As you can maybe guess, I can't resist the temptations of the body. To my ex-boss, old cheesy, this is yesterday's news. But yes, this lady is my lover, and I am her lover too. Last Shrove Tuesday when, as per my holy mandate, I was munching on a luncheon at the International House of Pancakes. I ran out of maple syrup. I approached the nearest patrons, a gorilla of a man and a lady eating eggs and bacon. She passed me her maple syrup. Our fingers briefly brushed. I felt a feeling in my face I'd never felt. Yes, I blushed. My heart began ballooning and my brow began to sweat, looking deep into the eyeballs of this beautiful brunette. Moments later, we were tangled in my cassock in the can. She said, I love a man in uniform. I said, I hope this is God's plan. She said her name was Anne. I said, call me Father Daniel or just Dan. She grabbed my hand, said, Dan, I gotta blow this popsicle stand. She meant the IHOP. We were running out the back door before I yelled out Jesus, and I stopped. I felt something sticky on my palms. I was afraid it was stigmata, but it was just a little maple, so we jumped in her Miata. We sped off for the mountains and extramarital shenanigans. We stayed up till dawn, going over and over and over the plan again. We'd run away to Monaco to elope on her uncle's yacht. We'd start a new life in the principality with the money that she'd got. Her ex-boyfriend, the gorilla from the pancake house, got wind by the threadiness of his death threats. I could sense he felt chagrin. He tracked me down at the Riviera as I was about to say adieu with a band of bandit buddies from his criminally misspent youth. They opened fire on our wedding, but we escaped into the sea. When the coast was clear, we caught the first train out, but now you see, I know they can't be far behind. These goons are gonna gun me down. We're like sitting duckish lovebirds in this extremely safe-feeling town. The worst part is the gorilla has been ordained as a deacon. He's got some spiritual spies supporting the havoc he's been wreaking. A cruel clergy of crime out for blood, and I'm speaking of mine. Ex-priest finished talking. His fiancée excused herself to change into a drier pair of stockings. I got up from my chair. I walked over to the cabinet. I was looking for a couple of holy relics. I remembered that I had in it. Then I turned with a crucifix-shaped pistol in my hand, my zucchetto on my head. His eyes widened as I crossed myself and raised the gun and said, sometimes we search for safety, we find only greater danger. So let this be a lesson to you, never talk to strangers. Never talk to strangers. Never talk to strangers. Never talk to strangers.
That was The Burning Hell with The Stranger, which is the first track off of their album Public Library. And that's going to bring me to the end of this particular episode of Particles and Waves. Thank you very much for listening, genuinely from my heart. Thank you. The Radio Freethinker is up next, and because you've all sat through a little bit of getting personal by way of getting political and whatnot, I'm going to end off the show with another song I've been listening to over and over again, which brings joy to me anyway, and I hope it'll bring joy to you. It's from Group Love's effortlessly, endlessly happy album, Big Mess, which is climbing up the chart for my top album of 2016. It's up there. It might be number one. It's hovering in the top five. So this is a song that, yeah, you just can't help but rock out to. It's Don't Stop Making It Happen. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week.
Take it back to Saturday. I was in a K-hole, laying out in the pouring rain. On and on and on, oh no. I could take the sky away, put it in a payphone, calling out all my mistakes. Cause you love, you love. Don't stop making it happen, cause you're the only one for it. Don't stop making it happen, cause you're the only one for it. Don't stop making it happen, cause you're the only one for it. Don't stop making it happen. I can't take it no more. Don't stop making it happen, cause you're the only one for it.
You're the one who got away, and I just can't let.
Jet, yeah, getting wet. All the boys, come follow me. Come follow me from NYC. And all the girls on the internet, yeah, getting wet. Getting wet.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain